With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Many small-scale farmers have risen to the challenge of providing food for their communities during the coronavirus pandemic. Michelle Howell and her husband run a farm. She says back in March, as stores began running out of items, their farm worked with local hospitals and schools and the public health department to ensure residents had continued access to fresh fruits and vegetables. She says because farmers are forced to quickly adapt to changes in the weather, crop production, and supply chains, they're uniquely positioned to handle curveballs like this pandemic.
We're kind of used to sort of having to act based on what we're seeing around us and what's happening in a way that makes us a perfect part of the solution. And so I really do believe that we need farmers more engaged and involved in the conversations around public health.
And she added, we need more local farmers at the ready to provide fresh food.
We need to right now use that urgency to increase the amount of local farmers that are growing fruits and vegetables and get those supply chains built up stronger so that we as a community can make sure that we keep that access to fresh food.
And as uncertainty remains around the return to school in the fall, Howell said counties should be fostering partnerships with their local producers, such as implementing school and home food delivery programs and boosting farmers' markets if possible. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, head to aginfo.net.